All right, folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're tuning in today, chances are you're looking for a little extra pep in your step, a bit of that inner fire to keep pushing forward. And let me tell you, we're hitting on something powerful today. Building resilience through gratitude practices. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you, and it's just one uphill battle after another? Yeah, I get it. We all have those moments. But here's the thing. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the tough stuff. It's about shifting your perspective, finding the silver lining in even the darkest clouds. And trust me, when you start practicing gratitude, life starts looking a whole lot brighter. Now, I'm not talking about just saying, thank you, at dinner. We're going deeper here, folks. We're talking about cultivating an attitude of appreciation that becomes woven into the fabric of your being. And let me tell you, this isn't some fluffy, feel-good concept. Gratitude is a superpower. It's a proven way to boost your mood, reduce stress, and even improve your physical health. So, how do we unlock this gratitude superpower? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your life. 1. Start small. Don't feel like you need to overhaul your entire existence overnight. Begin with tiny things. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the laughter of a loved one, a beautiful sunset. These little joys add up and create a ripple effect of positivity. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. Grab a notebook or use that note app on your phone. Each day, jot down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything, a helpful stranger, a delicious meal, the sound of rain on your window. Writing it down helps solidify those feelings of appreciation. 3. Practice mindfulness. Be present in each moment. Take time to truly savor your experiences, whether it's enjoying a walk in nature or having a conversation with a friend. When you're fully present, you're more likely to notice the good things around you. 4. Express your gratitude. Tell someone how much they mean to you. Thank them for something specific they did. These words of appreciation can brighten someone's day and strengthen your bond. Remember, gratitude is a two-way street. 5. Shift your focus. When negative thoughts creep in, gently redirect your attention to something positive. Instead of dwelling on what's wrong, try to find at least one good thing about the situation. This mental shift can make a world of difference. Think about it. You've probably been through tough times before, right? And how did you get through them? Chances are, there were moments of gratitude that helped you keep going, even when things felt bleak. Maybe it was a friend who offered support, or a sunny day that lifted your spirits. Here's a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a young woman struggling with job loss and mounting bills. She's feeling overwhelmed, discouraged, like she's drowning in negativity. But then, her neighbor brings over a homemade meal, just because. This simple act of kindness reminds Sarah that she's not alone, that there are people who care about her. It might seem small, but this moment of gratitude shifts something in Sarah's perspective. She starts noticing other things, the laughter of children playing outside, the warmth of the sun on her skin, a beautiful flower blooming in her garden. These small joys become anchors, helping her navigate the storm with more strength and resilience. So, how can you incorporate these practices into your daily life? Start today. Take a few moments to reflect on what you're grateful for, even if it's just one tiny thing. Write it down, share it with someone, or simply hold on to that feeling of appreciation. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Every day is a chance to cultivate gratitude and watch your life transform. You got this. Let me know what you think. Share your experiences, thoughts, and any gratitude moments in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression to Drive so you never miss an episode of Gentle Motivation to keep moving forward. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.